A solemn ceremony at the New York State Museum in downtown Albany started with a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., marking the moment that the first hijacked jetliner crashed into the World Trade Center in 2001. There were six moments of silence in all at the museum's World Trade Center exhibition, one for each plane and tower that fell. Firefighters and their families gathered round the exhibition's centerpiece, the heavily damaged Engine 6 pumper. Stationed a few blocks away, it was one of the first units of fire apparatus that responded to the emergency call. Fire Lieutenant Paul Schmalzried was off duty on 9/11.
I responded as the second collapse had occurred. At that time, I knew where my company may be due to our proximity of the World Trade Center. It was a solemn moment knowing the fate of the members that were working that tour.
Arlene Beyer lost her husband, Paul, a 9-year veteran with Engine 6.
When I look at that engine, I see Paul smiling. I see him with his arm out the window and very proud, you know, doing his job that he loved. When I heard that Engine 6 was going to be picked for the memorial soon after 9/11, I was really shaken by it. I wasn't expecting to have to see the engine, and it was tough. But after coming up here and seeing the display and writing the tributes for, you know, Paul, and I had to find a positive. So I kind of thought about, you know what, our guys from 6th Engine are representing 343 firefighters, and that is such a wonderful honor.
Beyer now volunteers as a tour guide at the World Trade Center Tribute Museum in Manhattan. Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy mingled with the first responders in Albany. He echoed the message we've heard so many times, never forget.
I grew up in an era where the Day of Infamy in Pearl Harbor was always imprinted on us, on TV and radio, and especially on December 7th every year. I was not alive when that happened. My father was in the Navy in World War II, so it was reinforced over and over again. And 9/11 and what we see today, this is the imprint on today's generation.
Rich Bader teaches the New Visions Law and Government program in Albany. He brought his class of Capital Region High School seniors to the observance.
This class that I have now, I've been doing this since 9/11, and they were in first grade when it happened. They really don't have much of a memory of it. I asked them this morning, do you talk about 9/11 at school? Have you talked about it in your classes? And all but one of my students said no. The condition that our country is in, or the, you know, having high security at airports and things like that, it's all normal to them. They don't remember the world being any different.
With more than 2,000 artifacts, the New York State Museum is the nation's largest repository of objects recovered from the World Trade Center site. Tuesday afternoon, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a statement on 9/11 to all New Yorkers, quote, "It is also our obligation and our duty to make sure that we will always remember." In Albany, I'm Dave Lucas.